Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The annual Ag Land Value Survey from the University of Nebraska shows a slight decline for this past year. Extension Ag economist Jim Jansen says the decline could be linked to weak crop revenues and higher production costs.
Yeah, so this is the first year in several years that we've noted a decrease in the market value of agricultural land. Now, those viewers watching us today might note that maybe their real estate tax assessments have done things that are different than what the current market value is. You have to remind yourself that the assessed value is a different process from what the current market value might be. Nonetheless, this is the first time we noted a slight decline in the market value of land compared to the last several years where we noted an increase over 30% on average across the state. Some of the guiding forces influencing the decline in the market value of land, especially on the cropland side, include the current state of crop prices, interest rates, and input expenses. We have tighter financial circumstances, especially on the cropland side. And with that being said, some of the major economic forces that guide the market value of land have definitely been influenced by some of these factors that we noted. Now, it's a kind somewhat of a mixed story because while we did note a slight decline on the overall market value, and yes, the decline in the market value of irrigated and dryland cropland and things like that, we also did note a small increase on the grazing land side. So what factors are leading to some of the higher prices that we're seeing for the market value of grazing land or hayland, the things that support our cow-calf and cattle industry? Well, some of the factors that were reported were the current state of livestock prices, primarily for cattle. I also noted some things like expansion, farm expansion is another factor. People are always competitively trying to position their operation. But current livestock prices were noted as a very strong factor or force that was leading to. Some of the other concerns that were expressed include the current state of real estate taxes and potential changes to future real estate tax policy. That was another factor that you might say is weighing down or influencing the real estate markets. But overall, we're seeing a little bit of a change compared to what we've seen in the last several years. And even to say 2 years ago, the current state of livestock prices were substantially different than they are right now. So the two big things to keep an eye on, where's the profitability of farm and ranching headed here for 2026? And what is the cost to finance, whether to finance a line of credit for the upcoming year or to finance a long-term land loan? Land is probably one of the greatest stores of wealth for many landowners, operators, people that inherit land. It is natural to see farm real estate change over time. We like to see gradual changes over time. We don't want to see a reoccurrence of the 1980s where you had up 50% 1 year and down 60% the next year or something. We've seen a correction similar to this. If you study our real estate series over the last 10 years, what we've seen starting about 2012 to 14, 15, first we've seen a run-up in the crop prices, followed by a run-up in the livestock prices. Then we've seen a period of time where we did see a gradual backing off. We didn't say huge declines, but single digits over time is a natural occurrence to reflect the current state of profitability. Stay informed, stay active, and continue to, if you're someone that's renting land to someone or if you're renting from someone, be sure to bring up what does profitability look like. And that's a good thing to point out. We've talked about the changes in the market value of land. We've also seen changes in the cash rental rates. Generally speaking, for the cropland, so irrigated and dryland cropland, we've seen a gradual decline, a softening in the cash rental rates for those types. Now, we did see a slight increase in some of the land classes that support the cow-calf industry. So you're talking things like the grazing land, whether on a per acre or cow-calf pair basis, but we did see a little bit of an increase that would probably parallel what we saw with livestock prices.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.